Now serving B24 at DMV window number 7.
Okay, Jim, we're next in line.
Perfect, Jim. Things are going very smoothly. You remembered the cell phone bill?
Yes, and the birth certificate.
Nice. We'll have a real ID in no time.
That's right. Ready to fly to Carla's graduation and then the big game.
Real great work, Jim.
You too, Jim.
Excuse me, are you talking to yourself?
Now serving B25 at window number 10.
That's our cue, Jim. Excuse us.
Talk yourself into real ID readiness by May 3rd, 2023. Make a plan at dhs.gov/realid.
The Oracle Network.
Due to the mature content of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Thanks for tuning back into The Depth of Darkness, the podcast that dives deep into all things dark and wrong in this world. Welcome back, everybody. You will be just hearing my voice for this episode. Sorry, I know. Huge ass is the best, right? Everybody loves having him in your face. So at this point, just to dive right into it, let's just go all balls deep into this episode. At this point, I'm sure you all know I have an immense love for vampires. And if you didn't know that, don't worry. You soon will. So, I've been wanting to talk about this movie for a really, really long time because it covers just that. Vampires. And, you know, it's actually what I believe to be the real depiction of what a vampire would actually be like. Because, you know, it is a mythological creature, but whether or not it's real or not, that's up for debate. I, for one, think maybe at one point it did exist. Do I think they exist at this point in time? I don't know. There hasn't been really any proof to say that there has, but there also hasn't been any proof to say there isn't. So, you know what? Let's just go with that. It's kind of for speculation. But the movie we'll be talking about today, because this is a horror movie night. That movie is, it's actually one of my favorite horror movies. Basically, pretty much all of the horror movie reviews we do are some of my favorites. I don't have just one favorite. This is definitely one of my top five. This and Skeleton Key, which I've already done a review on. They're such good movies. So if you guys haven't seen either of those, either Skeleton Key or this movie, you definitely need to go take some time out of your day, watch them, because they are so good, especially if you guys are really into horror. So with that said, let's dive deep into one of my favorite horror movies, 30 Days of Night. Giving you a little background on 30 Days of Night, it was directed by David Slade, and it was released in 2007. 30 Days of Night is a horror film, and it's based actually on a comic miniseries of the same name, which I didn't even know that. I'm definitely going to have to check that miniseries out, because I'm a nerd, I love to read, I love comics, so I definitely want to check that out, because I like comics, and it's a miniseries. Might have to do a review on that later, huh? What do you guys think? So, to give you a more in-depth background on the movie, I'm actually going to be moving on over to, guess what? Yep, that's right, you guessed it, Wikipedia. And I'm going to go over there to give you the nitty-gritty on this amazingly dark and cryptic movie. So according to Wikipedia, 30 Days of Night, as I mentioned, is a 2007 American horror film based on the comic book miniseries of the same name. The film is directed by David Slade and stars Josh Hartnett and Melissa George. The story focuses on an Alaskan town beset by vampires as it enters into a 30-day-long polar night. 30 Days of Night was originally pitched as a comic, then as a film, but it was rejected. Years later, Steve Niles showed IDW Publishing the idea and it took off. The film was produced on a budget of $30 million and grossed over $75 million at the box office during a six-week run starting on October 19, 2007. Critical reviews were mixed. A sequel, Dark Days, was released on October 5, 2010, straight to home video. A prequel miniseries, Blood Trails, was released on Fearnet.com and Fearnet On Demand in 2007. Another sequel miniseries, Dust to Dust, placed chronologically before Dark Days, was released in 2008. Now, I actually haven't seen any of those other Dark Knight movies or, you know, miniseries, whatever they are, never saw them. And the second one, The Dark Days, I'll be honest, it didn't really look good. I haven't even put any interest into it, but this 30 Days of Night, so good. So going off of the plot, and this is extremely thorough. You guys know all the Wikipedia plots goes real deep, real thorough. So it's almost like you're watching the movie, but you're hearing me talk about each scene, basically. And I'm going to throw in some audio clips here and there throughout this episode so you guys can get a real feel for how creepy these vampires were. So, going to the plot, the town of Barrow, Alaska is preparing for its annual 30 Days of Night, a period during the winter when there is a month-long polar night. As the town gets ready, a stranger rows ashore from a large ship and sabotages the town's communications and transport to the outside world. Barrow Sheriff Eben Olson investigates and also learns that his estranged wife, Stella, missed the last plane out of town and must stay the 30 days. That night, a band of vampires led by Marlowe, they attack and slaughter most of the townspeople, forcing Eben, Stella, Eben's younger brother Jake, and several other survivors to take shelter in a boarded-up house with a hidden attic. Marlowe finds the stranger who believes the vampires are going to turn him into one as a reward for his help. Marlowe thanks him for doing what he asked and then snaps his neck. 18 days later, when a blizzard hits, the group uses the whiteout to go to the general store for supplies, but are stranded after it ends. While the group heads for the station, Eben creates a diversion by having the vampires chase him to his grandmother's house, where he uses one of her ultraviolet lights to burn the face of Marlowe's lover, Iris, so badly that Marlowe is forced to kill her. As he escapes, the town's snowplow operator, Beau, creates another distraction with his tractor, killing many of the vampires, before trying to blow himself up. When he fails, Marlowe crushes his head. Eben arrives at the station, where he is then forced to kill Carter, who has been bitten and is turning into a vampire. 2 weeks later, Stella and Eben see the deputy, Billy, signaling them with a flashlight and bring them back to the station, after finding out he killed his family to save them from a more painful death. The trio find the others have made for the Utilidor, a power and sewage treatment station that still has power, and head over there but are separated after Stella saves Gail Robbins, a young girl whose family was slaughtered by a vampire named Zuriel, who was stalking her. Eben and Billy make it to the Utilidor, but are attacked by Arvin, who bites Billy. Billy knocks Arvin into the heavy-duty shredder, and in doing so, grinds his own hand to a stump by accident, before being killed by Eben, because he is starting to turn. Sorry, guys, I have to interject here. There's a lot of names, so that part you will probably get confused on unless you see the movie. The main character, Eben, he's a sheriff, and that's played by Josh Hartnett. And then Stella, that's Melissa George. If you know Melissa George, she's actually in the Amityville Horror, the one with Ryan Reynolds. She plays his wife in that movie. Marlo is Danny Huston. He's the head vampire. Oh, he did so good. I gotta give him such props. Like, he instilled so much fear in me. And then all the others are kind of like miscellaneous characters. Mark Boone Jr. played Bo Brower, the guy on the tractor. There's just tons of different actors. And actually, Ben Foster has a little scene in this where he's just this creepy kind of stranger that comes into town right before the vampires attack. That's him. He's the estranged, creepy person. So a little backstory there so you guys kind of, I mean, I know it's hard to keep up with the names. There's a lot of different names, but Eben, the one that you keep hearing about, he's the sheriff. That's Josh Hartnett. Let's keep going into the plot. It's almost done, so hold on to your panties. As the month comes to an end, with the sun due to rise, the vampires start to burn down the town to destroy evidence of their presence and prevent any survivors from telling the world what happened. Realizing Stella is trapped and that he cannot beat the vampires in his current state, Eben turns himself into a vampire by injecting himself with Billy's infected blood. He confronts Marlo and they get into a vicious fight, before Marlo is finally killed by having a hole punched through his mouth and head, causing the remaining vampires to flee. Knowing he will die soon, Eben and Stella go off to watch the sunrise together, sharing one last kiss. As the sun comes up, Eben's body burns to ash in Stella's arms. So, that didn't cover everything. There's a few scenes I want to touch on that were so good. One of them is where the group of people are up in the attic in Bo's house, that little hidden attic, which you can't even see. It's in the movie, you know what I mean. It's hidden. It literally is. You have to know where to look to see even the little slit where you can kind of wedge your finger up there and pull the latch down to go up into the attic. But it's literally like hidden there. And I kind of want an attic like that. I think that's super cool. But one scene that this plot didn't cover, and it's iconic. When the previews came out for this movie, it's one of the scenes that they showed. I'm going to play the clip right now so you guys get a feel for it. So creepy.
Please.
Okay, so do you guys remember that clip? You remember that from the previews? I sure do. It scared the shit out of me. I did not want to see this movie because of that scene. You know, whether or not you guys believe in any type of higher power, that was just so creepy because of the immense loneliness and despair and hopelessness that it instilled in that poor girl. She was being here, she was terrified, and they were basically using her as a ploy to try and get the others to come out of the attic. And when she's like, God, help me. And he's like, God, no God. You know, he was basically telling her she was going to be ripped to shreds while alive, which is what happened. And nobody's going to save her. And it's just such hopelessness. And it's just so, still to this day, it gives me goosebumps. It's just so creepy. Another scene I wanted to mention is when they go to the supermarket to try and get some food and some supplies to restock up on before they head back to the attic for shelter. To try and get through the 30 days, you know, without dying, starving, during that whiteout, they go there, they see a little girl in the supermarket. But they stop in fear because they realize, shit, she's turned. She's a vampire now. You know, what are they going to do? It's a really almost traumatizing scene. And to get a feel for how creepy it is, you'd have to watch it. But just seeing a young girl in such a terrifying state where she's literally going to rip a grown man to shreds. It's just so creepy. So, again, guys, this movie is best if you watch it. You can hear me rant about it, talk about different scenes all day, because I would. Trust me, I would. This movie is so good. It's so creepy, it's so dark, it just touches on everything a horror movie should be. So again, if you guys have not seen this, go take some time out of your days, go watch it, let us know what you think, let us know your reviews on it. I know this is a little bit of a shorter review, but that's basically it. It was a very short plot from Wikipedia, but it did cover basically everything, just not every little nitty-gritty scene. It's a very good movie. If you guys love vampires or you love cryptids, if you love just horror in general, and anything along those lines, you will love this movie. As it said, the critics were kind of mixed. Some people loved it, some people hated it. That happens with any movie. All the best movies have both positive and negative reviews, just like this podcast. All the best have to have some negative mixed in, right? But with that said, let's wrap up this review. But before that, before we close out this episode, let's dive deep into those closing statements. Whee! If you love our show and want to show your support, then please consider leaving us a rating and review on Apple iTunes. Or, you know, wherever else you can leave reviews. I think there's Podchaser, there's a few others. Go ahead, leave us a review. Let us know what you think. By leaving us a review, this helps us get our show noticed a little bit more, and it gets us ranked higher on the pod chain. You gotta love that. I know we do. To add on to that, if you want to shower us with even more dark love, then the next step would be by joining us on our Patreon and becoming a member of our Dark Abyss. You're not only going to get additional content every week, but you also get a ton of other incentives, including merch and Patreon-exclusive goodies, so definitely don't want to miss out on that action. The link's down below, as always, for your viewing pleasure, so go on and give it a looky. We know you want to. And with that said, that's it for this episode, folks. Thanks again for tuning in to The Depth of Darkness. And until next time, bye.
Been thinking about McDonald's all day. Can't get it off my mind. I can already taste it. Ooh, got my mind on my mouth and my mouth ready for some Mickey D's deal.
There's a deal for every moment at McDonald's.
Right now, get two of your favorites for just $3.50. Mix and match a classic McChicken, a hot and spicy McChicken, or a juicy McDouble. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Been thinking about McDonald's all day. Can't get it off my mind. I can already taste it. Ooh, got my mind on my mouth and my mouth ready for some Mickey D's deal.
There's a deal for every moment at McDonald's.
Right now, get two of your favorites for just $3.50. Mix and match a classic McChicken, a hot and spicy McChicken, or a juicy McDouble. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.